Goldman Award winner Helen Stache is a lawyer in a mostly rural area of New York with small towns. She's against fracking, which involves deep drilling through shale rock and pumping down a pressurized mix of water and chemicals to release natural gas. Stache volunteered to build a case against an industrial complex being constructed by a fracking company. While the company won the case, Stache learned that local laws could stop fracking, and she used that as a weapon to help ban fracking in several towns. Today, more towns in New York State have passed local laws prohibiting fracking. Stache's crusade began after attending a local meeting where she saw photos of destruction caused by fracking in nearby Pennsylvania.
The chemical pits with the drill cuttings and the flowback water, cleared tree areas, swaths of forest that were just clear cut for pipelines, for well pads.
But Steve Everly, a spokesman for the education arm of the Independent Petroleum Association of America, says although there are risks, they are manageable.
Everything is safely managed through the multiple layers of steel casing and cement that goes into creating a well. You've got anywhere between 5 and 7 layers that protect what's inside the pipe from what's outside of it. And when I say what's outside, I chiefly mean groundwater supplies.
But Stache thinks fracking is harmful and says about 1/3 of the wells fail.
These are our water supplies we're talking about drilling through in large number. And in addition, there are methane emissions. And emitting all of this methane, such a powerful greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere is very disruptive.
But Everly points out that studies have shown that fracking actually helps reduce carbon dioxide emissions. He says fracking should also continue because it provides jobs and energy security. Stache, however, says fracking should be stopped permanently. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.